How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. Falling back into old, unhealthy eating habits is normal. So, what do I mean by that? Of course, the long-term goal should be to have sustainable eating habits that are healthy most of the time, if not all of the time. And that's definitely doable. But why I say that it's normal to fall back into old eating habits is because most people, or not most people, but many people transition too quickly. And for example, I have done the mistake of, you know, thinking that fasting will be the best transition. I go on a long fast, I let go of all my eating habits, and then I just eat raw for the rest of my life. That's basically what I thought I could do. But this wasn't possible for me. And I see the same pattern in so many other people who think that they just cleanse their bodies, get rid of the parasites and the mucoid plaque and all of these things that, you know, people in the raw and detox community talk about. And then once these things are gone, then there won't be any cravings anymore, and the body will just, you will be just able to eat raw for the rest of your life. And that's not necessarily how it works, because there are so many other aspects that play a important role in transitioning to eating healthier. Eating is just one part of the story. So there, mostly it's connected to emotions. And so what I recommend is transitioning slowly, because no matter if you, some people are able to do it. Some people are doing long juice fasts or just jumping into raw, and they just eat raw or mostly raw for the rest of their life. It's definitely possible. But for most people, I would say, due to their circumstances and where they are living and what sort of environment, what job they have, what people they are surrounded by, and what climate they are living in, what sort of food they have access to, that all plays a big, big role. And so I would always, most of the time, or if not always, recommend to go step by step, because if you go step by step, you're just continuously upgrading step by step. But if you upgrade too much at once, then the probability that you fall back is very high. And what most people do then is they feel ashamed, they feel guilty, they fear that, oh, now I'm gonna fall back into all my old habits, and then they try to control it. But I would say it's kind of natural, because even if you are eating right, even if you have a sustainable approach to a raw vegan lifestyle, and it's not restrictive like many people do, just eating fruits or under eating, not getting enough calories, even if you do that, the emotions can still, you know, make you overeat and make you fall back into old habits. So it's more or less just a mechanism, a safety mechanism by the body telling you, like, this is too much, either on a physical level or on an emotional level. And I can't really tell you what it is, but you can really tune into yourself and develop that intuition over time, which is really the goal, and which is also what we teach in the Intuitive Health Mentorship, is reconnecting with your intuition. And it's not an overnight thing, like, okay, snap, tomorrow I have my intuition back, or I reconnect with my intuition and I know exactly what and when and how to eat. That's not necessarily how it works, ever. It really takes continuous effort, reminding yourself. And let me walk you through the step-by-step process that I realized for myself, and I see that helps many other people on their journey. So first of all, you need to become aware that you are falling back into old habits, or that you are overeating, that you are under eating, that you have some sort of issue. That's always the first step, becoming aware. And then the second step is accepting that you're doing it. Really forgiving yourself for doing it and being okay with it, 1,000,000%. And I know it sounds weird because you want to stop it. So you want to take control over that thing, the very thing you don't want to do anymore. But the more we resist something, the more power we give to it. If we resist the current times, what all the governments are doing, it's growing. You know, it overtakes our emotions, and then it gets just too much. So if we just accept it and surrender to it and trust, it won't have any power anymore. And that's really the second step, and one of the most important steps to take if you want to get rid of a habit, something that you call unhealthy. So after you've really fully accepted, you might still experience falling back into this habit. And that's completely normal because it can't change over time. It takes for you continuous reminders that it's okay that you're doing it. It's okay that you're sometimes overeating. But while being okay with it, it takes away the stress. It takes away the power over you. And it takes away all the weight that you've been carrying with you. Like, oh my God, I'm overeating. I'm eating unhealthy. I want to stop it. It's like, it's okay. It's totally okay. And the less pressure you feel, the easier it will be. And then it will be also much easier to go into step three, which would be to become fully, fully present while you are doing it. Really breathing into it, accepting what you're doing, and just tuning into your body and what it's doing. And even if you're still overeating, you realize, okay, now is the step where I'm overeating. I can't fully seem to stop doing it, but I know this is actually the point where I should stop to eat. And where I'm satisfied on a physical level, but somehow I'm still overeating. And that's just because it's still a habit for you to overeat. And it will really, truly, trust me, it will become less and less over time. But it takes time, and you need to continuously work on that. And after a couple weeks, maybe a couple months, when you look back, you realize, wow, like, it became less and less, or now it's gone. All of a sudden, it's gone. And then you wonder, like, what did I do? And it's because on a daily basis, if you look at back 1 day or 2 days, you didn't really notice a big difference. But if you look back 1 week, or after 2, 3, 4 weeks, after a month, you look back and you realize, wow, I changed immensely. I changed so much. And it was more or less effortless. By just reminding yourself that it's okay and surrendering and trusting that your body knows. Of course, you need to understand some certain concepts about raw foods and how to eat healthy and prepare delicious and nourishing meals. For sure, if you just continue to eat burgers, it's definitely hard or maybe not possible to take this approach, because there is some foundational information that you need to understand about your body. But I'm sure many or most people that are listening right now and that are also following me on Instagram at fabio.bellanova know these concepts already, and it's just about integrating that knowledge in a healthy way. And this is really what I'm trying to get across here and teaching people, is how to do that, how to implement that knowledge. And knowing that a raw vegan lifestyle is the most healthy there is, but it takes time to transition to it. And so really be gentle with yourself, really tune into your body, and work on many different levels, as I said. Work on forgiveness, work on surrendering and trusting your body, and at the same time work on your emotions. Be sure to ground yourself enough to go out into nature, to release stress by meditating, doing yoga, or simply just laying down, doing some breathing exercises, anything that really truly relaxes you, not just sitting on the couch or laying on the couch at your phone. That's physically, on some level, physically resting, but your mind is still active. And as long as your mind is not fully relaxing and your brain waves are really slowing down, it's not really regenerating for yourself. And being in that stress, sort of stress, stressing out about healing or being perfect or wanting to adapt the perfect way of eating right away is just putting more pressure on the body again. So really try to work on all these levels, everything that I just mentioned, but not at the same time. If you feel overwhelmed, if that's too much, then try to implement one thing at a time in your daily life. Think about the most important aspect that you want to change first and that you think helps you the most after you implement it, and then do that. And once you implemented that on a daily basis and you formed a habit or a routine of it, then you can tackle the next thing that you want to implement and then work your way forward. But doing everything at once is too much. Most people can't handle it, and it's not sustainable because it will just be overwhelming, and then we fall back, and then we try to do everything perfect again. That's just not the way. That's the same pattern that many people do with binge eating and then fasting and binge eating. And it's the same for basically anything, building habits, routines, it doesn't really matter. So, yeah, I really hope that this episode shines some light onto what you are going through. And if you feel like reaching out to me and asking some deeper questions, if anything came up during this episode, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. Just send me a direct message at fabio.bellanova, and I'm really happy to connect with you. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening to this episode. And yeah, I hope to see you in the next one. And yeah, if you haven't subscribed to this podcast here on Spotify or wherever you are listening to it, and I wish you a wonderful day. Stay healthy, stay relaxed, surrender and trust your body in knowing how to heal and in knowing how to reconnect with your intuition. Bye bye.